You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of The Bachelor in Paradise Wrap Up. I'm Haley Strong. I am here today, not with Amy. She will be back soon, but with another great guest, Asia Welch. Hello. Welcome. You are now one of the best podcasts, so welcome back.
Hello. I am glad to be back. I'm excited, but am I really?
You're excited to be here. It's not necessarily the content you're excited about.
Exactly. I am excited anytime I get to podcast with you, Haley. It's been a minute. So, you know, I am very excited to just be here talking with one another. We could talk about Bachelor in Paradise. We could talk about anything else that we want to talk about.
I'm sure we will definitely focus on the anything else. I think the last time, I can't remember, maybe, like, it's been a long year. Maybe the last time we chatted was, what's that show that was trying to fake being a Regency show?
Like the court?
Oh, something like that. The courtship?
Yes, the courtship. Yes.
Well, that might have been the last time we podcasted.
Yeah, I think it was. I think before that, maybe Bridgerton.
What a fever dream.
Right. Yeah.
What a year it's been. Well, welcome to Bachelor in Paradise. How have you been liking the season? How have you been tolerating the season?
You know, it's felt long, like, exceptionally long, and I know they stretched it out. What blows my mind is, like, looking at Bachelor data. You know, she posted a timeline yesterday of, like, when Gabby and Rachel arrived compared to when their season was airing, when Bachelor in Paradise was airing. And I looked at the dates for Bachelor in Paradise, and I was like, are you kidding me? It only was in June. Like, it lasted a few weeks in June, and we are here on whatever number week. Is this week 8?
I don't know. Like, it should have been over by now.
Right. So it's just like, it's so funny how they just, you know, can make 4 hours of content from, like, half a day, and then the next week will be the next half of the day. And I don't know. It's mind blowing that there's still people showing up when you have people talking about engagements. She's like, why are you wasting all of these late arrivals time?
Yeah. And I also feel like we see on Twitter so often, and I don't know, maybe if it's just like recency bias, but I feel like more this season than any other, like we're seeing a lot of people on Twitter being like, well, you're not seeing your whole conversation, like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, are you sure? Like, I'm pretty sure we're watching this in real time. Like, there's no way we're getting this much content without seeing every conversation as it's happening.
Right. Exactly. I mean, like, I feel like they show us the meat of the conversation. I don't feel like it's like spliced together how, you know, we talked about Love is Blind before we started recording. There are lots of conversations on there that are just spliced together and you know it. But like Bachelor in Paradise, I feel like it's pretty raw conversations. We may not get the full, you may have been talking for 30 minutes, we may not get all of that, but they're going to get what we, the context we need. So, yeah.
Asia, do you think being itchy is a low level of pain?
It is absolutely not.
Do you care enough about it to argue your point?
Yeah, if my future husband was on the line, I would want to talk about it, but I looked it up. I did Google it, and it's so funny because I know this is probably exactly what happened. Aaron saw a headline that says scientifically proven that a low level of pain is itching, right?
Yeah.
But when you look it up, there is an entire article. And sorry for my soundtrack in the background. All of a sudden, I decided to start playing. It's just my younger dog, annoying.
Pepper.
Annoying Pepper.
Oh, yeah, Pepper.
Yes.
I was mixing it up.
You were right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, I miss him. My roommate moved. So, but yes, okay. So this article says, it once thought to be a low-level form of pain, itch is instead a distinct sensation with a dedicated neural circuit linking cells in the periphery of the body to the brain. So it was once thought a low level of pain. Aaron needs to catch up because science has proven that it is not considered that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think Aaron is maybe like the forefront of scientific discovery on the Paradise Beach. I could be wrong, though. I don't think we have like some of America's best. But yeah, I've been in a relationship for 8 years and 2 weeks now. And one thing I've learned is sometimes you just got to go, okay. And just like, you're like, yep, sure. And you just nod and you like, no, it's dumb, but you just, I don't want to continue the conversation more. And I know Ethan does the same thing to me. Sometimes I'll say stuff and he goes, okay, sure. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just, you gotta know when to pick your battles, and God, they just
That's
do not
exactly
understand
what it
that.
Is. I was just about to say that it's all about picking your battles. Which is just, they don't want to do that. They are so consumed. Like Genevieve and Aaron are so consumed with being right. Which I don't, are they that way with anyone else? Like,
I feel like
was Aaron like that with Chelsea?
Yeah, no, I feel like maybe not with whoever his partner was last season, but like,
yeah,
wasn't he the one who led the brigade against Thomas and he like needed everybody mm-hmm. to know he was right about Thomas? And I feel like Genevieve also always had to get the last word in with things.
Yeah.
So like this,
and it's together, it's a, it's a mess. So.
And it feels like that couple you knew in high school that would like fight all the time. And you're like, you don't have to be together. High school doesn't matter. Like this relationship does not matter. So why are you trying? Just give up. That's not my, you know, approach to all relationships, but it's like, if it's that hard in paradise where all you do is eat tacos and lay in the sun, then like, what are you going to do when you get back to like actual real life and have actual problems?
Exactly. Like, I would hate to see them fight over finances or, you know, like have to talk about how they would raise their children. Like, real actual issues. This is made up in the air, just something they can't prove. They don't have their phones. He's screaming, look it up. You can't do that. That's like being in an escape room and saying, look it up. Okay, no one can prove it right now. So yeah. That's pointless to say.
It's like, okay, write it down in a notebook and we'll get back to it later.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we start off the episode with two more arrivals at the beach for no reason. Actually, I guess that's not quite right. We start off with Eliza going to Baltimore to see Justin. how do you feel about all of this?
So I agree with your point the podcast for last week, because, you know, Rodney did get a taste of his own medicine. He did this exact situation.
Thank you. I was like worried that people were going to come for me and be like, no, Rodney is king. But it's like, I love Rodney. But yeah, he did exactly.
Love Rodney. He never should have committed himself to Lace to have to put himself in that position, especially when he knew Eliza was on his list. Sounds like they have a pretty good idea of who potentially could be coming to the beach. So you totally can wait it out for people. You don't have to commit yourself. Just say, hey, let's agree to pick each other. But he got Lace's feelings all involved, knowing that she never was going to be the one he wanted to end up with. So yeah, love Rodney. That is just the circumstances did not help him in this situation. However, Eliza, oh my gosh. The indecisiveness is awful. Like, I don't blame Justin for making the decision to choose himself, right?
Yeah, I don't either. I'm absolutely, like, I don't want to sound, like, vindictive, but, like, I can forgive, but I have a hard time forgetting. And so, like, I don't know if I'm ever going to forget that I was a second choice. And, like, and that's the thing with Love is Blind a lot, too, is that I don't want to be second choice. I want to be the, like, first person. I want you to be sure about me. And, like, I get it. Like, a lot of the times in life, you can't be totally sure about things. But I feel like if you follow your gut, like, it will lead you to where you should be most of the time. Unless you have, like, high anxiety and then don't trust your gut too much because your gut's always lying to you. Or if you have IBS, then probably shouldn't trust that either.
Right. Yeah, I just feel like she should have walked herself through that process in her head of who would I care more to be without. And if she, in that moment she knew Justin and she knew she's just picking Rodney to please everybody. Like, what? These people are not going to be in your life for the rest of your life. Pick the person that makes sense for you that you're supposed to be wanting to get married to. But I'm just so confused how she was so thrown off when she went to visit Justin that he made that decision. I'm like, you just didn't pick him. Like, she wasn't understanding at all.
Yeah. Do you think that if she would have picked Justin, that she would have, like, backtracked and wanted to be with Rodney?
I think that the only thing that would have ate away at her after Rodney went home is the heartbreak across the beach. It wouldn't have been like, she would have felt bad for making everyone else sad, but it wouldn't have been, oh my gosh, Rodney is the one for me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
Eliza probably is just not a good match for Rodney. If you had to choose, who do you think would be? Just all of Bachelor Nation.
Like, if it was me in that situation?
If you had to pick someone in Bachelor Nation for Rodney.
Oh, to be with Rodney. Oh, my gosh. What? Gosh, you are really throwing it back. God. You think I remember anyone who's ever been on this show? Give me one second. You know what? I think she has she's engaged now, but Bree from Matt James this season. I think she was, like, the third runner-up. I think they would have been a good pair.
I would like that because Bree is, like, serious, but Rodney's very playful, so it seems like he could bring that out of her.
Yeah.
And I feel like, that's actually really good. The only person on my mind was Michelle. But I was like, obviously, I'm thinking that since he was on her season. But
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Breeze is a solid pick. I like that pick.
Yes. So then we see, NC and someone else come down to the beach.
Lindsay
come down to the beach, and we see Lindsay first, and she's not getting anywhere with anyone. All right, and then NC comes in, and Andrew's interested in her. So that's fun and dandy. And Jasenia's pissed off that Andrew doesn't want to be with her, but and then Lindsay like pulls Logan. Kate gets mad, and then Lindsay goes home. She just gets up and leaves.
So she came there for one reason and one reason only, which was Logan?
I guess. Or she, like, knew that it wasn't getting anywhere, so she just called it quits.
Yeah, that's... I guess I can't blame her for... Especially because this hadn't aired by the time. So she didn't really know the whole situation there. Like, Lindsay, in order to be all in on, like, okay, let me pursue Logan. But what did you think about Logan deciding, like, potentially to go on this date?
Like, honestly, I would have supported it.
Yeah.
Because because Kate went on a date. Why shouldn't he? And, like, I don't know. I think they just, like, I'm really annoyed with Kate just, like, not, like, telling him what she needs, and like she keeps like changing the goalpost.
Yes, and that's what their whole life would be.
Yeah, which is like it's just not cool, and like they're not gonna work, so why are they delaying the inevitable?
Yeah, this is giving me it's reminding me of like dynamics on Married at First Sight with one of the couples, of just like it's like a parent child relationship rather than two partners, because I was proud of him later in the episode of just like, you're looking down on me. Like, why are you talking to me like that? Why are you? I think it was even in this decision to go on this date with Lindsay, just like, yeah, she does look down on him because she thinks she's like in such a better place in life than him. And it's like, well, Kate, if that's an issue for you, just don't be with him.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make him be where you are.
Yeah. And like, you can't expect, and I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, is that like age differences in the scheme of things, once you get past a certain point, don't really matter as long as you're moving through the same stages of life together. And it's just very clear that Logan and Kate are not, and that's fine. But then they shouldn't be together, and Kate shouldn't expect him to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Like, so, what do you expect from a 25-year-old?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, I forget Logan is 25, but he does behave that way. I don't know how.
It's wild, and I can't. Like, I just need them to break up because I'm tired of watching it.
Right. And, oh, it just came to me. I don't know why I said Bridgerton. I was thinking, like, the Strong Library and Bridgerton as a book. I meant Top Chef.
Oh, yes, of course. How could I forget Top Chef?
Yeah, we did talk about it. I can't remember if it was before or after the courtship, but
I don't know. Yes, maybe, definitely like, talked Top Chef. Like, my timelines are so messy. I can't even remember anything anymore.
I'm like, was that a couple years ago or a couple months ago? I don't know.
It very well could have been.
Yeah.
So then what is even happening on this show? Like, seriously. And Mara comes down. Actually, I think Mara was before. Mara was after? Mara came down. And the only one she's convinced to go on the date with her is whatever twin is with Flo.
Justin, yeah.
And then
what's the other twin's name? Josh?
Jamie, Jordan, John, Jason, Jebediah. I don't know. Justin is probably one of those names. And then,
yeah, this is an awful pick. Like, this, I mean, talk about settling. Mara would not go for Justin under any circumstance. She's like, well, I have a date. I want to get a date in, so let me go with him.
And I mean, she really didn't have a choice, but it's also like, why are these women, these adult women, trying to like make out with these, like, they just got their driver's license. They, I doubt these men voted in the last election, but they probably are just legal to vote. Actually, no, that's 18. Yeah. They could finally buy beer.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Right.
You don't have to use your fake IDs anymore.
Right. And it's like, they're 24, but why, they act like they're 19.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, wait a second. Y'all are skewing my thoughts about, you know, early 20s. Cause that's like mid 20s. Like, you should be a little bit, I don't know. I just don't get personality or
maybe it's like a maturity. Twin thing. Like, and their only personality was like, we are twins. And like, so they've just been going on that. Yeah. So they go on a date and then they make themselves into churros. And I am over them wasting food on The Bachelor.
This was
an aggressive amount of food to be wasting.
It really was. The amount of chocolate. Oh my God. It was just, it wouldn't stop. I almost couldn't look. I was just like, okay, I'm just ready for this to be over. But, just Mara was just, it was a whole stretch of her just like, oh, well, he's so funny. He's down for anything. Like, no, that was the concept of the date. It's not anything about him.
And it's so gross. Like, the idea of being that sticky, like, disgusts me.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, I hate it.
How do you, how do you shower?
You, I don't know. Oh, you want to hear a story? So today, I, usually once a week, I'll get myself, like, a nice treat coffee instead of making it at home. So I walked to my local Tim Hortons, and I got my usual small roasted hazelnut cold brew with foam. Bring it home. It was about half an hour before I had to, like, log into work. So I put it in the fridge, and then I thought I'd get the slow cooker on for dinner to get ready. So I was taking the pulled pork out of the fridge, and don't I just knock over my iced coffee? The entire content spilled in my fridge.
Oh, my God.
The entire thing, like, into the cheese drawer, into the veggie drawer, like, dripped into the freezer, like, so I had to, like, pull out the whole, like, bottom of the fridge and clean everything and rinse all of the cheese, dry all of the cheese, make sure, like, water didn't get in the cheese. And, like, we recently just bought a huge thing of Parmesan from Costco. Mm-hmm. Like, it, that block is bigger than my head. And, like, I do not like that, like, going bad.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds awful.
It was awful. It was, I was, like, trying not to cry. Because yeah. I was like, this is my, like, treat coffee. Like, the direct deposit doesn't hit until tomorrow. So this was, like, the last of my, like, fun funds for the week. It was
devastating. Oh, no.
Oh, I was so, anyways, so it was so sticky. And now my whole house smells like slightly of roasted hazelnut.
Not a bad smell.
No, but when it's, like, taunting you, I was mad.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so it was very sticky, and that's what the chocolate was like. It was just like, I can't imagine, because I just had to deal with that in my fridge, so I don't want it on my body.
Yeah, and it's like, how is that fun? Like, is that really enjoyable? Like, that's not laughing, giggling, whatever, but I'm like, if I went on a date and that was the concept of the date, like, I'm going to be very upset, because all I'm thinking about is how I'm going to have to clean this up.
Yeah, it's so gross. I hate it. I'm not in. Would you rather be doused in chocolate sauce or eat oysters on a date?
Oh, definitely eat oysters.
Are you an oyster girly? Like, you like?
I'm not. I have tried them once. I grew up being a very picky eater
the last few years.
I grew up being a very picky eater. I've been changing that by trying things. And so I did go on a date where, he was like, okay, you have to try this oyster. So I tried it, and it was an oyster, but I haven't had another one since.
Yeah. They don't totally appeal to me. And I'm also allergic to scallops and recently mussels, so I'm just like not willing. I don't like oysters enough to like eat more and possibly have an allergic reaction. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not worth it for me. And they did look like huge oysters, and like, I just am not swallowing that whole. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. Because then you have to chew, and isn't that against the how you're supposed to eat them?
I don't know, but it's like making my stomach churn, honestly.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Then we see, what a throwback. We see Gabby and Rachel arrive to the beach, and this is at a point in their lives when they are both engaged. Now, that's no longer the case.
Yeah,
Gabby did announce her breakup on Dancing with the Stars this week. Both couples from this season are officially done. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. The timing didn't work out too great because, I mean, maybe they were thinking that because Gabby announced it this week. I mean, we already knew before that, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just didn't age well because all the girls were so excited to see their rings. And I was thinking, like, would they still have come if, let's say, we already knew, if they had already broken up with them?
I doubt it, right?
Right, because then they have to explain.
Yeah. I don't know. It was,
yeah,
it was weird, and I feel like they didn't really, like, as much as I love them, I feel like they didn't really add a lot except to, like, skewer Logan.
Exactly. And Kate was already questioning Logan, so it wasn't like that did anything. What I also was thrown off by was the fact that Victoria did not know that Johnny was dating Gabby.
Yeah, like, did they never have that conversation?
Yes, exactly. That's what concerns me. I'm like, how has that never come up? It seemed like Brittany was well aware who is his name? Tyler?
Yes.
Yes. Who Tyler was dating. But like, they've easily talked about that with him dating Rachel. But I was like, how has that never come up? What do y'all talk about? Like, I mean, and it validates like what she was saying later on was, we don't get deep. We need to get deeper. I'm like, well, yeah, y'all didn't even know. You didn't even know who he was dating on his one season of The Bachelorette.
Yeah, they just like think each other's hot. Like, right. what is that relationship?
I don't know. I don't, like, he seems very, like, I can tell that they're attracted to each other, right? But where does it go beyond that? Like, what do they have in common? What, you know, anybody can have fun sitting around a beach with anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know what's going on here. And then, so we end off this episode with the argument between, Genevieve and Aaron, and they kind of lead us to, like, and she's packed her suitcases again, she's leaving. Like, do you think they actually even called the car for her this time? And they're like, no, it's the girl who called taxi too many times.
Right, she's like, call them. They're like, are you sure?
Yeah, like, we're not using up our Uber credits for this, thank you.
Right, these two, oh my gosh, I was giving them so many props last week for not having an argument. It's like, okay, things are pleasant with them. Okay, great. But the fact that it gets to this of her storming out again, I thought they were going to like try to make up in the same spot that they did last time.
Yeah, it's like wild to me. It's like, how many of these fights do you have to have? And Wells comes along and is like, this is the stupidest fight in the history of Paradise. No, it's the stupidest fight in the world. They got one of the sound guys on to be like, I'm mad that I had to listen to this for work. Do you think this is an actual sound guy?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, he was sweaty enough to think like, oh, he's out there working. He's like working the scene, trying to get the boom over the right person. So it's like, I think so. Just like,
yeah.
Or it's just like a random like PA.
But even then, it's like, I guess it's somebody on production. Like, so.
Yeah. I don't think they hired an actor to come in.
Yeah, and just like last time, it seems like their fight all of a sudden is just like over and they're like making out and Genevieve is confused and I am also confused.
Right. I was like, how did we get here? I never know. Like, they just don't. I don't know. I just don't. Do you think they work?
No.
Yeah, okay. Same.
No, I can't even like give you a reason because it's just like, have you seen the show? Like, of course not.
Right.
And I know we don't see everything, but we see enough.
Right.
I don't know.
No, these two, they're just, yeah.
Do you think they're still together now?
I don't. Because I can imagine, like, I mean, she's already tried to leave Paradise twice, right? Or maybe even more than twice. They probably got rid of all of the time she tried to leave. All it will take is one fight. If they leave Paradise together, it will take one fight in the real world to just be like, I don't have to deal with this. We're done. There's no Aaron running to make things better because he's going to be like, well, I'm back in the real world.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to go clubbing.
All these options.
Yeah, exactly. No, and he's going to be back with his bro. Aren't they roommates?
What a great question you're asking me right now.
Yeah, what's his name?
Paul. James. It's James.
James.
I knew it was one of the 12 apostles.
Right? Yes. I'm like, he gets back with James and be back in his party ways. But then I question, like, will they even leave Paradise together?
Yeah, like, do you think they get engaged? Like, who realistically gets engaged
no
here
way.
And that makes sense?
Brandon and Serene?
Yeah. That's about it.
And Michael and, you don't think it makes sense for Michael?
I don't know. See, and maybe I haven't learned my lesson over the last 8 years, but... I do feel like maybe they don't leave together, Danielle and Michael. Because I feel like these are two very reasonable people. And I think they would both agree that they can't get engaged without Danielle meeting Michael's son.
Ooh. What do you think? Maybe they'll do like a FaceTime call.
Maybe. But I feel like Michael, like, for how hesitant he was about things, like, I feel like he's not there yet. And even in this episode, Danielle was like, I'm not ready quite yet to say I love you. And it's like, I feel like you would need at least like a few I love yous before an engagement. But that's just me. Like, I'm pretty old school.
That's just you.
Yeah. Just me. Nobody else. So I don't know. Like, I feel like they're both too reasonable to fully like do this process the way it's laid out too.
Yeah, I'm also just me personally as Asia. I am trying to move past the Danielle that I knew that I was so deep into the podcast and everything that was going on with like Polly and Carmarie.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, I just need to understand that Danielle, that was a long time ago. She has moved on. She's in a different place, more mature place. You know, maybe it could work with her and Michael. But yeah, I could see that being a thing with his son. But I could also see it being like, we're out here. I want to go ahead and propose on the beach. It's beautiful. Be a part of the show. Cause there's no way they wouldn't want to capitalize on like the show potentially being part of them, their wedding, or like yeah, they come back so. Next season and have their wedding. Like,
I feel or like maybe they get married on the beach right here and now.
Nah, I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, and Jesse, why? Why are you, this is already a very rushed process. 3 weeks, and you're assuming these, like, and that's with the assumption that they didn't already do some, like, some talking beforehand, right? Yeah. So it's just like, you want to make a fast process even faster by marrying today. What?
Yeah, like, there's no reason. There's no reason. Like, let's not. Let's just be chill, everybody. Like, let's calm down. Like, there's still some engaged couples from Bachelor in Paradise who haven't gotten married. Like, Dylan and Hannah. They're still hanging out. Just, like, they're just dating with a ring, basically, it seems like.
Right. And even from last, well, no, yeah, because that's just a long time for them, but. I was thinking, like, even the couples that got engaged last year, Joe and Serena, of course, got married. But then the other couple that stayed together,
Mari and Kenny.
Kenny, oh yeah. They're still engaged.
Yeah, good for them. I didn't think that was going to last, if I'm being honest with everyone involved. But, you know, true love prevails. It's not a thrill.
Right. Every season of Bachelor in Paradise, true love prevails.
We see Becca and Thomas show up to the beach. Are you excited to see them?
I like them. I do. I do like Becca and Thomas. I follow both of them on Instagram. So they're a couple like I actively keep up with. Did they have to come back to host? Maybe not. But I think it would have been nice to see them like give some advice on some of the couples, maybe.
Yeah, especially since like they
could have used that
leave together. Like, I think it would be nice to be like, hey, you don't have to like be engaged right now if you don't want to. I just wish there was like more room for pressure.
I mean, if they didn't have the Gabby and Rachel visit, they could have had more time.
Yeah,
to really spend with them. But yeah, I love how like you know. They, why am I blanking his name? Thomas. So Thomas was, you know, saying like, oh, you know, I felt confident and when she proposed to me and he since proposed to her too, right? So
yep.
I thought that was sweet to point out. But yeah, you're right. Like if they're going to come as an example from Paradise, you got to show that, hey, sometimes an engagement right now isn't the move, but y'all don't have to break up.
Yeah. I love that she proposed to him too. I think that's just like such a nice twist. You know, she had been proposed to a couple times. This is technically her third engagement. So it's nice for her to like take the reins on it and be like, listen, I want to choose my destiny. And I like that he proposed back. Like I find that to be really, really lovely. And it inspires a Sadie Hawkins dance. Now, wasn't really a thing in Canada, was it? Like, did you ever go to a Sadie Hawkins dance? Like, was it a thing for you?
We in my school system, in my district, we did not have an official Sadie Hawkins dance. No, but there were situations where I'm sure the girl asked the guy. I was like, it's so weird. Like my school just didn't make a big deal about who asked who, and I also, you know, like. And we're similar age. Like we were in school before all the, oh, make it a big deal to ask someone to like prom and stuff. Like
yeah.
Promposals, which I'm thankful for.
Cause oh my God. Can you imagine? I just would have never been promposed to. Right. I went to prom with a guy who like had a girlfriend. He was just like my friend. And I was like, you want to go? And his girlfriend was chill about it. And you know what? His wife now did my makeup for my wedding, so it all worked out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't have been proposed to, so I'm glad I did.
I didn't, well, I guess junior year, I was dating a senior at the time, and so I went with him, but then senior year, I actually just grabbed a guy that I knew from church, and we were just like, I thought he would look great in pictures. We weren't dating. We weren't interested in each other. Nothing. He's just like, oh, he does know a couple people from my school. So I was just like, hey, you want to go to prom with me? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. I just like wanted to go with somebody who would be fun because no, I didn't date. I did not. Mm-hmm. I did not date. Didn't get around to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also like left it back in the face of traditional stereotypes and like, I just feel like if you want to ask a guy out, you should just, like, ask him out. Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a Sadie Hawkins dance.
Oh, and, it was so stupid because, like, we knew who was going together. And it was also, like, we wasted my life watching these promposals. Like, did I need to watch Britney pop out of a kiddie pool filled with, like, McDonald's ball pit balls? Like, I don't think I did.
Right. And I also think that, when we got all the montages, all the people that asked, of course, we knew who was going to ask who, but the one that mattered with Andrew and Jasenia and NC, they didn't show NC ask him.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, so did like Mara and Jasenia just like not ask anyone? Like they just went by themselves? Like, okay, cool, yeah. Whatever. If you're like Mara or Jasenia, do you just leave before the dance and say, you know what, I had fun, I'm out?
Yeah.
Did you like try?
I think they should have just had fun and like decided to like go together, right? And then yeah. They could at least enjoy their last night and then go. Because it's not like they're going to bring in new guys at the prom. That would have been funny if they did try to do that. But I don't know. I mean, I guess they're already there. They want to have fun at the party too, but not when you're like Jasenia and you need closure.
Yeah. Is this the right place to have closure after everyone's like at least four margaritas seat?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So Jasenia pulls Andrew for a chat. Do you think she had a point to her conversation?
Well, yes, because we didn't really talk much about it, but Andrew and NC's date, he didn't even talk with Jasenia beforehand.
No, like, that was pretty rough.
You have been one-on-one with her. It's not like y'all have been just like, oh, this is somebody who I just started talking to yesterday, blah, blah, blah. No, this is somebody that you have been interested in for at least, I don't know what time is there, but a few days. The least she deserves is a conversation about, hey, just so you know, I'm going to pursue this because you have been spending your time with Jasenia. So I feel like she had every right to be like, hey, what's up with that? Like, why was there a wall up between us? Now all of a sudden you're super open to dating and stuff. At least tell me so I have that closure. I think he just completely disregarded her feelings because he was thinking about himself.
I think that's fair. I didn't really think of that perspective because I was kind of like on his side a bit of like, yeah, it is paradise. Like, right. This is what's supposed to be happening, but you are right. He did kind of just, I think not talking to her is a big deal, actually.
Right. Because I think nothing's wrong with going on another, nothing's wrong with pursuing NC. If you're Andrew at this point, nothing's wrong with pursuing NC. But how he handled it was awful because Jasenia's thinking, oh, Andrew's the person that I am committing to or I'm trying to really get to know. And then just doesn't give her that conversation, doesn't address it at all, doesn't try to have this conversation. So she's just like, wait a second, I am a person with feelings. Why have you not tried to at least explain? So I got that. But then to have this conversation here, they've probably already been drinking and.
Yeah.
He wasn't coming from a place of trying to really understand. Like, he wasn't in a position to understand how she felt. I feel like if it was on the beach or in the morning before anything, like, was going for the day, he could have really understood her. But he just frustrated.
Yeah, you know what? I think you've changed my mind. I was kind of on Andrew's side, and now I'm, like, on Jasenia's side in this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think she like is kind of right in that. Just being like, why? And I thought it was okay. Do you think it's kind of like a grifter move to say like, well, honestly, you want the truth, you can't handle the truth, I'm still into Teddy. Like, do you think that's chill, or do you think it's like, okay, well, then you shouldn't have been stringing me along?
The latter. You know your heart is with Teddy. Why are you not back in the United States? Why are you still on this beach with everyone else? That made no sense. It was like, as soon as he said his heart is with Teddy, it was like, so you should have left when Teddy left.
Yeah.
Because
did
now
you believe him, or do you like feel like it was an excuse? Or do you think he's like,
that's a good point.
Or do you think he didn't believe it until he said it and he's like, you know what? I'm going with this now.
Yeah, right. I think it was definitely convenient to say. But I don't think it's completely untrue. I think he did have the strongest feelings for Teddy, right? He may not have been in love with her, like he may think he is, but he did out of Brittany and Jasenia and NC, he liked Teddy the most. And so he just can't, he can't find that again. And so he's just striking out. And, I think he just should have left.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Okay, so NC goes to try and pull him twice, and she gets so mad, and he's just like, no, I need to finish this conversation. Where do you fall on this one? Is Andrew in the right? Is NC in the right? Like, are they both just being overdramatic?
NC is the most dramatic person of these two episodes, and this is the same two episodes that have had Genevieve and Aaron fighting about pain and itching. So
yes, exactly.
It's just like, I could not. I was like, she's actually begging right now.
That was like, babe, you met him less than 24 hours ago. Like, let's get yourself together.
This is after one date and you are mad because he's trying to close the door. Like, her mind, he was validating, because she walked up and said he was validating her feelings. Like, first of all, you have no read on the situation. I can't remember who said it, but they're like, how is she mad at a conversation we can see? Like, she literally can see them. She can see the body language. You see Andrew's not happy in his face. Like, why would you, it would be different if they said, okay, let's walk away. Let's go find a private corner to talk to.
Or they like soft kissed in front of you.
Right. Exactly.
But they're both like very angry.
Yes. So I was really happy. Even though I was frustrated with Andrew for not talking to Jasenia, I was very happy with him for putting his foot down and not leaving that conversation, because NC girl, stop. What are you doing?
Oh, like, she really simped for this guy, and like, it's just not a good look. And like, I just, oh, it was really embarrassing for her, and I feel bad because she probably had too many vodka sodas and like, you know, the heightened emotions of the beach. But like, again, less than 24 hours here, and you're begging a guy to stay who has straight up told you to your face that he likes someone more than he likes you.
And then I like, was like, oh,
don't catch me doing that.
Yeah, it was like, emotions are high. Maybe she didn't hear him say that part. But no, she repeated it when she was in the bathroom. Like, oh, he told me he still has feelings for Teddy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so you heard that loud and clear.
And you still beg.
Yes, you continue to refuse for him to leave. Like, why are you having him actively reject you after he already told you he wants to leave?
Like, it's like she was ready to throw herself over the balcony. Like Big Little Liars style, like truly Big Little Liars, Big Little Lies, Little Big Lies, Big Little Lies,
Big Little Lies. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Big Little Lies for the Pretty Liars.
Yeah. I was mixing. Oh, okay. Now that's a crossover.
Right.
But I was just like embarrassed for her. And I also really, really disliked, and I was getting physically uncomfortable, when she like would not let him go.
Yes.
And it was just like, I hate to be this person, but if there was a man who like wouldn't let go of a woman in this situation, it would be very not okay. And so like, I very much don't think it was okay in this situation. I really wish somebody would have come to NC and been like, you need to like let him go. Like, this isn't okay here.
Right. Like, that totally was a moment for someone to step in, because I was uncomfortable for him. because he's trying. He recognized that the first, if he were to try to put as much energy into it as she was putting into it to push her away, he knows that would look awful on him.
Yes.
And so he couldn't even do anything himself to get out of it.
No, he couldn't. And like, I was like, you could see him like recoiling, and he was like, and I know when I'm upset, like, I don't want people touching me. Like, I do not want any physical contact. And so like, I could tell that was just the situation. And like, he also got the ick from her because of her like, acting not cool. Or like 15 minutes earlier when Jesenia was there, like that was it for him right there. Like he was like, no, I didn't like that, so we're done. I haven't invested enough here that like I can handle this.
Right. Like you're just doing too much.
Way too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. But so then NC like does a lot of crying.
I wanted to count how many times she said please in that whole interaction. I was like, nope, I'm going to rely on Bachelor Data. And she did post, she said, by hi, Jomann. People have asked how many times did she say please? And it was like in the 30s.
Oh, my God. That is just, yeah. I feel, that's probably one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad. I just
couldn't.
I feel really bad for her, but it's just like, girl.
Especially when I have absolutely no memory of her from Clayton's season.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, this is her impact to Bachelor Nation.
It's bad. It's so bad. Yeah, like, nobody's ever going to forget this.
Yeah. Like, this episode, or like, these two episodes are so dramatic for no reason. Like, this was super dramatic when it's just like, girl, you just met him. And then the itching versus pain is like, why all the drama over nothing?
Like, it's, I don't know. It's like, there's nothing else to do but be dramatic.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, ugh. I think NC just knew, like, okay, if he's saying he's leaving, that's it for me. Like, I have to leave. There's no other options. So maybe those are half, 50% of her tears, too.
Sure, but it's like, what was she
to go home?
Yeah, what she was she expecting? Because she said in the car, she was like, well, obviously I wasn't expecting to get engaged. It's just like, okay, well, then you're still going home tomorrow. So what does it matter?
Right.
Your flight time is still the same.
Yeah. it was just so hilarious. She's like, I didn't even, this hurts worse because I didn't give an F about Clayton. It's like, oh my gosh.
Oh God. These like women, like girly girls, like let's get it together. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I was going to say maybe they should start casting more women above like 28. But honestly, the women over 30 have been an embarrassment this year too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is Bachelor in Paradise worth it for like the 2 to 3 couples that will make it out of this potentially?
No, it's not. It's like the paycheck and like the Instagram followers, and that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think at one point they said there are 10 couples. It's like, what? How?
yeah, it's bananas.
The only couple I wanted to see more content from was Brandon and Serene. And we just hardly ever, we got the one sweet scene in the, at the prom, but I just want more of them.
I know. I like them. I've seen some criticism that like Brandon is love bombing her. I don't think that's the case. I don't see it from that perspective.
Yeah, me neither. I can see how people would think that. Especially if you didn't see, even some people who even saw Brandon on Michelle's season, I could see them thinking that he is, because anytime they're showing that, they're not showing it being reciprocated by Serene at that same level. Like, yeah, she'll say she loves him back, but like most of the dialogue is coming from Brandon. But I do think he genuinely has, I don't think he would do this with anyone. Like, I genuinely think that they have a connection. Brandon is just a hopeless romantic, and he's going to go all in, which we saw him with Michelle do the same thing.
Yeah.
Just because we've seen him do it twice, like, that doesn't mean that's his MO. If he was doing this with, like, multiple women, then yeah, okay, what are you doing? But he has committed himself to one person. It's never wavered.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
This whole time.
Yeah, I think this is just like his vibe. Like he just loves really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. If yeah, it's not that, I don't want it.
Yeah. They're going to get engaged and like that's great for them and I'm excited.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So yeah, Andrew's peacing out, NC's peacing out. Anyone else you think is going to leave before in the next couple days before the big proposal?
I could see potentially the twins.
Oh, I forgot about the twins. Who is,
yeah, like, what is the other twin and Shanae really doing? You know?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Like, maybe we see the twins have a talk and they're just like, no, this isn't it. We don't see ourselves getting engaged to Shanae or Flo. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, Flo, are you going to, like, come to New Jersey or whatever to continue this relationship with, like, a 24-year-old? Like, no, you're not.
Right.
What does it matter?
But I guess maybe potentially Kate and Logan, too. Like, I feel like something's got to give there. I can't see them deciding to do, like, an overnight thing without one of them having hesitations. She's like, you know, she's probably like, can you even afford this if we wanted to come back here on vacation?
Like, it's, yeah. You know what? And I got an email from Rachel kind of about this situation. She says, I was trying to abstain from writing it all season because there's just so much to say given the volume of content, but I can't keep silent in the face of Kate's classism in the last couple episodes. The slights against working class people having roommates, having a broken phone, etc., wouldn't bother me as much if she was upfront and honest with Logan about her opinions and values, but she's not. All I can glean from the situation is that Kate is somebody who is desperate to be liked and validated publicly. She goes behind Logan's back and snickers about how poor he is with fellow castmates, who also, by the way, don't push back, which is just as bad. If you value money and material experiences, that's fine, but that's something that needs to be communicated with potential partners. I feel bad for Kate because she's clearly deeply unhappy in her own life. She's another reminder that money doesn't buy happiness. Ditto this entire email for Jill, who made fun of Jacob for driving Lyft. Sorry for the long email. As a labor organizer, I can't stand when people look down as working class people. So many people are one paycheck away from being on the street. So to see people being anti-poor and classist on national TV makes my blood boil. I think that's a great point. It's like,
yes,
like we've all had roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them was our parents. Like my parents were my roommates for a while, and it's like, I've worked 3 or 4 jobs at a time just to make it ends meet, and like, yeah, mm-hmm. It's just like, yeah, it's fine if that's your lifestyle, but I like Rachel is exactly right. It's like then she needs to communicate that to him because like
exactly
like what does it matter that Logan? Yeah, I get it. I also don't want to date a guy who's 25 and has roommates. But then I'm not going to date him, right? Like, I'm not going to date him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pretend like it's going to be working because I know that's not.
Right. You can't date him and then just complain the whole time because, like, yeah, it's, I mean, I've had a roommate the past 3 years. You can't judge someone for having a Toyota. Like, why would you? She was just picking apart every single thing. Then it's just like, it comes back to, why do you like him?
Yeah.
You despise everything about him. So what do you really like? Why are you entertaining this? Is it because there's no one else? Are you waiting for someone else to come? It's just, it's not a good look. And this is really her only impression because we did not get a lot of her on Clayton season. So it's just like, I don't know what you're trying to do. Because I don't see you as someone that's coming. Like, I've seen the, oh, these are the two new people on Selling Sunset, and one of them was not her. So
yeah,
I don't know what's her purpose.
And that's the thing that has really bothered me about a lot of the women specifically this season is that they are not willing to just communicate how they're feeling about a situation, and they want these men to like guess how they're feeling, and that's mm-hmm. not fair to them.
Right.
And I rarely defend men, like so rarely. Right. And I can't believe they're making me do this, but like they have these wild expectations for these guys, but they're like not filling them in on. So how are they supposed to know?
Exactly. Like it's one thing to like, Logan shouldn't have been in the dark when she made that statement of, oh, I need more. Like, she needs to just explicitly explain how she needs, like, he's still getting to know her just the same way she's still getting to know him. So it's just like, their communication is awful. I just don't think they're a good match. I don't know what it is. I mean, he seemed very interested in Lindsay. I think he should have went ahead and went on the date.
Like, I do too.
Just, I mean, I feel like it would have been a little bit more balanced in the way that they view each other. Because I don't think Kate will ever stop looking down on him.
No, and it just can't be fun to be in a relationship where you're always, like, looked down on by your partner. And there's nothing you can do. Like, what is Logan supposed to do? It's not his fault he's 25.
Right?
It's not. Then don't date a 25-year-old if you don't, like, 25-year-old things. Like, just, like, don't do it. It's that easy. Just don't.
Right. I don't know. And I don't know if, like, do you think if Michael was free, she would have gone for Michael?
I feel like Michael could see through her BS.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Michael's has, like, decent intuition on things like that. And so I just don't. I don't really believe it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to, like, the fact that she was almost into that guy that came, that had the dog.
But just because, like, he's, like, might be rich. That's the only reason.
Right. Yep, exactly.
Like, so, everyone like, told her he's shit, and she was like, well, I'm considering it. He has, like, disposable income to spend on his dog, so, like, he must have money.
Yeah, I don't get her. So yeah, maybe I could potentially see one of them leave next week early.
I want Logan to just like call it quits. He's like, you know what? I'm not who you want. So let's just end it here. Cause what's the point? What is the point for either of them?
Right. Right.
Is there anything else about this episode or should I get into the few questions?
I don't think so. I mean, I was glad that Brittany and Tyler got a date.
Yeah, me too. You know, I sweet. Totally bypassed. I really like them together, actually.
Yeah.
I think I
would hope.
No, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I think it would be sweet if they got engaged, but I don't think that they're far enough along to get engaged.
Yeah, I hope they just leave together and are comfortable like being in a relationship.
Right, right.
Because I feel like Brittany also has a really good head on her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Yeah, so, yeah, I like them quite a bit. So George C. asks, according to Kate, is Logan's best quality his height? If he was shorter, would she have ended things with him already? I mean, I don't know. I feel like she just says stuff because she thinks it's going to be funny on camera.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about her saying my sister in Christ, I'm 33, to like 18 different people?
She's like, that was hilarious because she came up with a script, the first person she talked to, and just didn't deviate from that.
Not at all. Like, not even with the cadences. It was just exactly right. The same.
That's what made me feel like she's doing this for, like, she has some ulterior motive. Like, she wants something to come out of this appearance. She's not here to find her forever after. Like she's trying to make TV.
Definitely. Is itching a form of low level pain? No. Is watching VIP a form of low level pain? Yes. Yeah, you're kind of right, George.
Yes, absolutely.
What was your favorite Sadie Hawkins invite from the women to the men? And what would your theme or idea be if you were asking someone?
Ooh, okay. My favorite was, I'm going to have to say, I mean, definitely took no effort on her part, but probably the mariachi band.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good one.
I thought that was a grand gesture. So that was cute that Genevieve did. If I were out there, I would probably write it in the sand.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
And then like look at it from the top part. Yeah.
I would probably try and spell it out with shrimp. And I know what you're going to say, which is, Haley, I thought you had an issue with them wasting food. Yes. Right. But I would eat all the shrimp after.
Okay.
So don't worry about
that. Gotcha. Yeah. So not wasteful at all.
Not wasteful. I'm going to eat the shrimp. And do you have any predictions for the after show next Tuesday or the reunion?
Ooh. I wonder, could we see a couple that doesn't end up together get back together?
I think so, for sure.
Yeah, it's hard to know without knowing who doesn't end up together, who would potentially do that. Could we see a couple that ended up together, like maybe got engaged or left together, be broken up by that after show?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And now let me input this one to you. Could we see a couple that didn't get together on the beach but are now together afterwards? Or like didn't like interact much on the beach, but it was just like, you know what? We were friends on the beach, so they didn't show much of us, but we really like developed something after.
That's funny, because that's what I was thinking. I'm like, all y'all love Rodney so much. Why weren't any of y'all trying to date him?
That's what I thought too. That's not the exact same thing.
Yeah, like they speak so highly, but no one was actually interested in him besides the people he dated. So
yeah, exactly.
That would be really. I would like to see that, because then that would be something that's new. So fingers crossed for that one.
Yeah, that would be interesting. And then Will Harrington asks, do we think at the time of filming VIP, they did not know they were going to go with Zach as the next Bachelor? It seems like the only explanation for how glowing Rodney's edit was is that they were considering him as the next lead. It's like Nick Viall's edit in VIP 3, except I actually like Rodney. They were considering Rodney. Why did they give us a boring white male lead instead of him?
Great question, Will. I think that, you know, they definitely have the flexibility to edit after they have made that Zach decision. So it's like, could they be leaving that door open for a potential future Bachelor season? Like maybe sure. They get no one from the following Bachelorette season. But I think that they definitely just want us to feel empathetic for Rodney, wherever that lands.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think they like sewered Eliza at all? Or do you think it was like a pretty fair showing?
I think it was fair. I think. Yeah, because I don't think it's like they purposefully made her. I mean, obviously we get that scene of her going back, you know, we're in the airport with her, all these different places. Maybe they didn't think it would turn out like that. Maybe they thought Justin would be open to like a date or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they purposely did that to make her look bad or make her look indecisive. I bet you the show loves him. So they probably thought like, this sucks. We can, you know, have a full blown thing with this storyline. But yeah, no, I don't think they went out of their way to make her look bad.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Like, I think it's just, you know, the situation played.
Yeah.
Is there anyone you've really loved this season, you wish you got more of, who you wish was down on the beach, who you wish never came back?
Ooh. I cannot believe Justin. I really like Justin. not the twin.
Yeah, like
just an artist.
Yeah.
Yes. It just baffles me that he just didn't end up with anybody. Like got sent home twice. Like,
yeah,
I do think that him, you know what? It might just be Genevieve. I didn't like him with Genevieve, but I like him as a person. Like, I feel like he was a much better version of himself with Eliza. He was funny and charming, and he wasn't that at all with Genevieve.
Well, so yeah,
I would have liked to see. Yeah.
I think Genevieve brings out an interesting side of most people.
Yeah. So
it's like Aaron and Genevieve are like perfect for each other, but like they're mm-hmm. so messy that they like can't be together.
Yeah. Don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it for the questions. I have a few takes from Doug. He didn't watch the second episode though. Let's see.
Okay.
He said, would you rather have a full lobotomy or listen to Aaron's incomprehensible conversation about Nectar? Oh my God, I forgot about that.
You know, I had never heard anyone use Nectar that way.
Nectar.
Just sweet. Anything that's good about anything. I literally had never even heard him say Nectar.
No.
I was like, wait, what?
What a wild scenario. English language just keeps evolving, doesn't it?
Yes.
He's a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say I would pick listening to Aaron because it even though it's like wow, it's also like mine. It I feel like it takes me into the world of Gen Z. If he's even Gen Z, I feel like he's on that cusp. But
probably
you can learn some new lingos for TikTok.
I know. Sometimes they say words and I'm just like, I can't take this on. Thank you. I'm just not developing anymore. I don't have any interest. Yeah. Who's dumber, Logan for believing he's a catch, Aaron for his stupid argument about itching, or Justin for turning down Eliza?
Oh. Well, so even though I personally wouldn't say Logan is a catch, he's a catch for somebody.
Yeah.
So I'd probably go with Aaron because I do think that was the correct decision for Justin.
Yeah, I think so too. Remembering that Ethan, my current husband, had a crush on Kate, what do you think he would do to wow her? I don't know, like have a bank account, like have a bed frame.
Yeah.
Like that seems
be a different person.
Yeah. Like that seems to be enough, honestly. I don't know. She just seems interesting, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, and that's it from Doug and it for questions. Do you have anything else to say about this episode?
I mean, these
or
two episodes
Bachelor
were
Paradise in general.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we definitely need shorter seasons.
Oh my God, so much shorter. Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, exactly. Shorter seasons. I'm glad that the finale is next week. I didn't think I was going to stick with it as long as I did. So I'm glad
that
I
didn't think so either, honestly. Like we were yeah. like, we were like, we have to get Aja on early because she's going to like not watch this. And I don't blame her.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, somehow I caught up. I mean, I wasn't even delayed. Like I thought I was going to have to like, oh, I'm going to be weeks behind. No, I was like watched in real time. So I don't know how that happened, but I'm glad that it's going to be over soon. So, you know, we made it. We did it.
We did it.
But it shouldn't feel like a marathon.
No, I feel bad because I'm like, I love podcasting about it, but it's just like, why do we need 4 hours a week of content? We don't.
Right. If anything, they could do 4 hours for the regular seasons. We
don't,
really get to know people.
Don't yeah, give don't them any ideas. Please.
Yeah.
They will torture me with it. I know they personally, like, want me to suffer. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt about it. Everything they do, yeah, they're like, ugh, that Haley who nobody cares about, let's ruin her life. It's just like my TV schedule has been just jam-packed this fall season.
Oh, absolutely. Like, my Wednesday nights are ridiculous.
I know, and I feel bad. You know what? I honestly, like, because I asked you if you wanted to do the podcast earlier, and you're like, sure. Like, totally forgetting that Survivor was on at the time. I was like, hey, you want a podcast at this time? Because I just like have written it off this season of me like watching it live because it's just, I just can't.
Sorry about that. Oh, no, that's fine. Totally fine. I usually watch Married at First Sight anyway first so I can take notes and then I'll watch Survivor. So I don't want to be like sleepy and tired and taking notes while watching the show. And then Married at First Sight is 2 hours. But thankfully, this is the last week of it. Yeah.
Haven't you also been going off with Married at First Sight for like 10 straight months now?
Yeah. So, yeah, season 14 premiered January of 2022. And then we got about 3 week break in June. And then season 15 started July 6th. And we've been going every week since then.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's bizarre. Bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally finales today. The Where Are They Now special.
Wow. I truly cannot believe it. Season 15. Yeah. Holy. Like, that's also.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
My God.
Just pushing them out twice a year. The new season's already premiering in January.
Are you? No.
Yeah.
Are any of these couples even staying together at this point? Or are they just turning them out?
Currently, we have zero couples together from season 13 and 14 combined.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Does the show pay the divorce fees or do they have to?
Right. That's a good question. No, it probably depends on the state since they jump around.
Oh, sure.
So I remember there was a season in Charlotte that, like, North Carolina has a rule that you have to be married for 1 year. So all of those couples' divorces were, like, a year delayed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if that's changed since that season because that was, like, season 9. But, yeah, that was wild.
Oh, my God. What a time. Where can people find that podcast?
Yeah, so you can find it on the Love at First Sight feed. That's where you can get all the Married at First Sight podcasts, where I podcast with Jason Reed. And even if you don't watch the show, you can still enjoy the podcast. You can also find our coverage, me and Mary Kukowski, on Love at First Sight feed. We talk about Love is Blind. So our latest coverage of season 3 of Love is Blind is on that feed as well. So definitely just go subscribe to that feed and you get all the Love is Blind, Married at First Sight, as well as The Ultimatum. If you're behind and you've recently watched The Ultimatum on Netflix, Mary and I also covered The Ultimatum when it came out earlier this year in 2022. Who knows if that show will be back.
I only watched that show to listen to your podcast. And at a certain point, I just gave up watching the show and was like, I don't. I cannot watch these people anymore because Love is Blind for whatever reason makes sense to me. I'm like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. The Ultimatum is just all of them are stupid. I have a hard time rectifying that situation.
Yes, it's challenging. The concept is challenging too. But yeah, let's see anything else I'm up to. Yeah. Anything else I'm up to, I definitely will tweet about it. You can follow me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia. That's AYSHA like ASIA.
And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Twitter for the coming weeks, hopefully. And on Instagram at @astrong_, and you can check out everything I'm reading over at the Strong Library. And you can follow Amy at RHAP Recapper. For next week's finale episode, we do have a special guest coming. We're still trying to work on some scheduling, so it may or may not come out following American Thanksgiving. So we just have to figure that out. So, you know, if it's not out right away, that's what's happening. So, but yeah. All right, Asia, this is
exciting.
This was a thrill per usual. I always love being able to talk to you.
Yes. Yes. We have to find more reasons to podcast together.
I completely agree. We'll just, hear me out. What if we just call each other on Skype and talk for hours?
Right.
And just record it. I'm like, put it out.
Yeah. That was a variety show. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think I did that one time with Jordan Parhar. I think he had like I don't know if it was like a 1 year anniversary of whatever the show was. And we just like talked for 3 hours about truly nothing. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to go back in the archives and see what that even was. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for joining me, and we'll talk to whoever is listening next week. Bye!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at chumbacasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.